Editor's note. This story has been updated from a previous version to clarify that Blackmore Estates withdrew their severance application, which is what led to the case being closed at the Ontario Land Tribunal. One of two appeals to the Ontario Land Tribunal involving the Blackmore Estates project in Collingwood has come to a close. During Monday's, August 8, Strategic Initiative Standing Committee meeting, the town's Director of Planning, Building and Economic Development Summer Valentine provided an update to councillors on matters currently before the Ontario Land Tribunal. As part of that update, Valentine noted that Blackmore Estate Limited had withdrawn their application to sever a part of their land to build a single detached dwelling unit that wasn't a part of their larger development. Neighbor Toby Ridsdale had filed the appeal in 2022 in opposition to the town's decision on the matter to allow the severance. This was an appeal related to a severance on Herontario Street between Campbell Street and Findlay Drive, said Valentine. As a result, on July 27, the OLT released a decision that the appeal is now closed. The proponent, Blackmore Estates, no longer wants to pursue the severance application, said Valentine in her update to councillors. A second Ontario Land Tribunal appeal of non-decision filed by Blackmore Estates against the town regarding their overall development proposal is still active and is currently still making its way through the tribunal. The proposal for the overall Blackmore development, first put forward in 2018, was to build 24 single-detached and 4 semi-detached dwellings in the center of the town block bordered by Campbell Street, Herontario Street and Findlay Drive. The property is largely landlocked except for two proposed access points. The main access point is planned off Campbell Street. The development would be inward-facing with condominium ownership and private roads. The new unit's rear yards would face the rear yards of the existing homes on Campbell Street, Herontario Street and Findlay Drive. The land had previously been an apple orchard. Ontario Land Tribunal hearings are open to the public, and decisions are posted to their website.